Welcome to another broadcast of Celebrating Truth with Dr. E. Fay Williams, Esquire, on the Artist First Radio Network. Dr. Williams currently serves as National Chair of the National Congress of Black Women and President of Natural Health Options. All past shows can be downloaded free on demand. Visit the archives for Dr. Williams and Celebrating Truth at artistfirst.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. Williams.
Good evening and welcome to Celebrating Truth, brought to you by the National Congress of Black Women. Our Celebrating Truth producer, Ms. Clem Clark, I just want to thank you wherever you are out there for wading through the myriad of issues last week with me. Clem has hosted the show many times in my absence, and she brings great guests to the show frequently, but she also has great ideas on many subjects, so she'll be coming on with us more frequently. We look forward to having her back on the show, whether I'm here or not. And I want to welcome our first guest in just a moment, but first I want to thank all of the Occupy Movement participants around the world for what you're doing on behalf of those who are in the 99%. For whom you are protesting, often under the less than desirable conditions. I know there's sometimes cold, rain, outdoor living, and often hostile conditions for some of you around the country. Again, I just want to say thank you. And we know the Occupy movement are breaking out all over the world, and we don't want to forget the vital role that they're playing in redirecting the attention of our members of Congress and others to what we need, we that 99%. A sexual abuse case is running rampant over at Penn State, where former coach Paterno has raised curiosity as to whether he fulfilled his moral and legal obligation in reporting the matter of his former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. Dick Gregory, Art Rocker, and I continue to lead picketing British Petroleum on behalf of the poor and the underserved. We received a positive decision on the pipeline going forward. It's been delayed for further study to at least 2013. The Herman Cain sexual harassment matters moved over briefly this past week to make room for Governor Rick Perry's loss of memory on what he wants to cut. There was a big election last week in several states, and progressives didn't do too bad. Governor Kasich in Ohio appeared to be shell-shocked with that pro-union decision in his state. Mississippi voters turned in a resounding no vote to the personhood amendment that would have been devastating to women. The past week was a great warm-up for the 2012 elections, and Celebrating Truth is brought to you by the National Congress of Black Women. We're going to be ready for those 2012 elections. So we are the number one organization dedicated especially to the needs of black women and their families, and we're delighted to bring Celebrating Truth to you every week. We want you to visit our website at www.nationalcongressbw.org. That's nationalcongressbw.org. And you'll find lots of great information there. If you'd like to join our organization, please do so. We have chapters all across the country. Just give us a call at 202-678-6788. And maybe you would also like to be a donor to some of our community service programs. You'll find those on our website at nationalcongressbw.org. Also, when you come to Washington, stop by the Capitol Visitor Center and see Sojourner Truth, the memorial our organization donated to the United States Congress. And Sojourner presides over Emancipation Hall, being the first to be unveiled there in Emancipation Hall, and also the first black woman ever to have a permanent memorial in the U.S. Capitol. Yes, we celebrate women and we celebrate truth. We never forget to also celebrate the works of men and young people who are making life better for all of us. And we invite you to support our efforts by being a member of the National Congress of Black Women. If you're ever in the metropolitan D.C. area, you're invited to join us at sometimes Arena Stage, perhaps, or some of the other places in our community. There are a lot of awesome things going on in our community here in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, and we have to celebrate our own truth because we either get left off, or I'm sure you will agree that our great stories are not always told. We don't always hear about them on mainstream media. So be sure you go to our website at nationalcongressbw.org, and you'll find wonderful music there at our Urban Radio 2000. You'll find articles that I've written. You'll find articles about others. You'll find information from the White House. So we encourage you to tell your story here on Celebrating Truth, too, and give us a call at 202-678-6788 if you have a story, and we all do, and we'll be happy to help you tell your story. Today, our first guest is the one and only Dr. Dallas. How are you, my sister?
I am very well. How are you, Dr. Williams?
Oh, blessed and highly favored. And for those of you who may not be familiar with Dr. Dallas, she is a naturopath. She's a minister and author, and as I was reading her bio, I said, all this sounds just like me. I know she used to be a Radio 1 host and a TV show host, a lecturer, and probably best known for that healthy, organic, gourmet air popcorn. So welcome to Celebrating Truth.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be able to come out and disseminate information to not only the African-American women, but to all men and women as far as health is concerned.
Well, as I mentioned, we have a lot in common. As I've read your book, I've read about you, I've actually had some of your healthy popcorn, and I know that we have a lot in common. One of the things I want to mention first is that natural peanut rubbing oil that we have, and I see that you have something that you recommend with the natural peanut oil. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I was just, when I first went to your website, again, I too was very surprised. I said, wow, our bios kind of parallel one another. And when I read down and I read that your company had the sole rights to the George Washington Carver products, I was really impressed, because one of the things that I've recommended to my clients on numerous occasions for arthritis or any type of pain is to get some natural peanut oil. And I also suggest that they put a little cayenne pepper in it so that it will go directly through the pores and really begin to stimulate activity and get that blood circulating and flowing so that they can have more ease of movement. And so that's something that we've tried that. I've tried your product with some of my clients, and we're going to look into possibly doing some great things with your company as well.
Oh, wonderful. I always love doing things with other sisters, because I know what struggles some of us have just to get a business started and to keep it going. So it's so important for us to support one another, especially when it's something, you know, that's for our health, because we are nothing without our great health. And I just appreciate all of the work that you've been doing for years. But I want to ask, how did you get involved in natural health?
Well, you know, it's always good when you have a story, and there is a story there. I actually had done some work overseas, and I had come back, and I was in my karate class, and I had gotten hit and while I was sparring, and I thought I had broken my finger. And so I went into the doctor's office, and after he had examined my hand and all, I asked him if he could just kind of take a look at my chest, because I had been hyperventilating. And he ran a couple of tests, and I said, well, maybe I'm just a little excited about being back in the country. He asked me where I had been. I told him where I had been, and he asked me if I had taken any tests before I went overseas, and I told him no. So he took a TB test, and come to find out, I had tuberculosis, and then the medications that they had put me on, I believe, were making me more ill than the actual disease itself. And long story short, that was the beginning of just an incredible episode of just, it's interesting because, again, I never went in just because of the chest problems that I was feeling. I went in by accident, or indirectly, I should say. And after going through a merit of examinations and being put on the medication, I just felt myself getting worse. And I saw a specialist at one of the local hospitals in the district. And she said to me, you know, you've been so healthy for so long that the medication is just, you know, creating a chemical imbalance in your body. You'd be better off if you just try and heal yourself naturally and just let it take its course. And then I did an extensive amount of reading on raw diets and how to get diseases out of your system naturally. And sure enough, that was the beginning of my crusade of, you know, turning away from medications and drugs and going to back to nature, herbal products, and that was 17 years ago.
Tell you, I saw you just a few weeks ago, and you are the picture of health. Let me just tell you, it doesn't look like you've been ill a day in your life. So I guess it's very, very important that we sometimes take control of our own health and begin to read and to do things that will help us with our own health. I know that you are a perfect example of that. I want to ask you about a speaking tour that you took for churches. How did you happen to get involved in that?
I was actually doing one of my lectures. I do health and wellness lectures at a lot of the local churches, and I was at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, and one of the individuals that was in the audience was actually visiting. He is a South African, but he's married to an American, so he spends half of his time here and half of his time in South Africa. And that particular day, he was one of the participants, and he was really impressed with the information in general that I was giving out, but more specifically, about 6 years ago, I created an herbal formula that has six of the most virtuous herbs in the kingdom, and it has been working extremely well with my HIV and cancer clients here. And when I mentioned that in the lecture, he approached me afterwards and said that, you know, he thought that I would be a great candidate to do the upcoming USA Week in South Africa. And he was putting together a clergy staff, and they were having a preacher summit, and it was on the heels because I was also promoting my spiritual book, Do You Know 316, that had just come out a few weeks prior to that particular lecture. And so I actually was able to become one of the keynote speakers. I spent 13 days in South Africa throughout the Johannesburg and Pretoria area and going to numerous churches. I had a wonderful time. The health message was incredibly received over there. Subsequently, and I'd like to share this with you, Dr. Williams.
Okay.
There was a delegation of 12 bishops that came over to the United States during the Black Caucus Week. And some of them allowed me to speak in their churches when I was in South Africa. So I kind of co-hosted them here. And they were excited about coming to my boot camp. I do an exercise boot camp from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. every morning outdoors. So they
Where is that so that people who are in the area might want to?
It's in Anacostia Park, southeast, and they can always go to our website.
And that's in Washington, D.C., right?
Washington, D.C.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Public park, beautiful landscaping. It's by the water. It's quiet. It's early in the morning. You've got the trees with the green chlorophyll that you can just breathe in freely. Just a wonderful atmosphere. It gives you some time just to be quiet and focus on what you did yesterday, what you have to do that day. Great class. I've been doing that for almost 17 years now. It's an ongoing thing. And they participated in that class. I was responsible for their diet that week. So they only had raw foods, one or two vegetarian cooked meals. And by the end of the week, they were just so impressed with the fact that they had lost individually 10 to 12 pounds. They all had preaching assignments that Sunday. They said they hadn't felt that great in the pulpit in years. And they've actually gone back to South Africa, and they're continuing to implement the exercises and just eating an abundance of raw fruits and vegetables. They said they never want to go back to feeling the way that they were feeling before they had that experience. And I'm really proud about that because I talk about it a lot. I just haven't gotten to the point where I can create a retreat center. But I always tell people if we can get our brothers and sisters in a controlled environment where we have control over their diet for a week, where we're changing them from a lot of the devitalized foods and having them eat raw and natural juices to begin to re-stimulate their cellular structure, have them engage in regular physical activity throughout the day, and also incorporate meditation and prayer, people will just be amazed at the difference that could happen in such a short period of time.
Now, you know, the more you talk, the more you sound like me. That's been one of my goals, to have or be involved in a center, a retreat center, so that, you know, you can totally forget about the rest of the world for just a little while and begin to think about yourself and how you improve your own health, your appearance, everything. Have an opportunity to meditate. So I think we need to talk some more.
We need to just do it. That I love the Nike slogan that says, just do
just
it, and
do
I'm
it.
Glad
yes.
to hear. I mean,
yes.
It's always a pleasure when you can run into a like-minded person that is aggressive enough and has the tenacity to say, let's just do it. You know, nothing beats a failure but a try. And it's something that so many people would benefit from. And when you look at your bio and your resume, and you have to attribute a lot of the accomplishments to your state of well-being. You know, when we're healthy, when our mind is working clearly, when we're not feeling lethargic, you know, we're such an incredible, you know, people with such creativity anyway. We can just go and just, you know, write books and design things and create things and just blossom, but we've got to have our minds clear. It's just difficult to do anything healthy in an unhealthy body.
And, you know, there are some people who think that as you get older, you're supposed to expect that you're going to be sick, or you're not going to feel well, or you're not going to be able to walk without crutches or canes or what have you. I want you to address some of that in just a few moments. But I think when we talked, you talked about possibly going back to South Africa. Is that still in the planning?
Oh, absolutely. When I was there, I actually had my herbal formula with me, because I also take it as just, you know, for maintenance and traveling to a foreign country and not being that familiar with what the diet was there. I decided to take it with me just to make sure that my immune system was as strong as possible. And so while I was there and talking about it, so many people were interested in it because, you know, the HIV epidemic is just tremendous there. And so I had one of the pharmacists test it to see whether or not it would be a viable option to have it mass-produced there, and to also see if I could start a holistic clinic there. So in addition to the huge possibility of starting a holistic clinic in South Africa, we're also looking at creating a manufacturing facility for Dallas Popcorn in South Africa as well. So I'm looking to go back probably in the February timeframe and get a lot of the groundwork done. I've established some very good contacts and connections with people that are very interested in the health of the South Africans, and we're definitely going to work together to accomplish a few projects.
That's great. Now, we're going to take a little short break, but when we come back, I want you to tell us a little bit more about this magic Dallas popcorn.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to break, and for those of you who are just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Dallas. So you need to listen up, because she's going to give us a lot of great tips for our health, and you might even want to come over here in Washington, D.C. so that you get involved in some of these physical activities and meditation and other things that Dr. Dallas is teaching people how to better take care of their own health. We're going to break, and we'll be right back.
This is Timothy Smith, producer of the highly acclaimed documentary, The Cotton Picking Truth, Still on the Plantation. It's available now on DVD at thecottonpickingtruth.com. That's thecottonpickingtruth.com. The film is about May Louise Miller, a former slave until the early 1960s. But it also uncovers a deep, dark secret about the United States today, present-day slavery, or some may call it involuntary servitude. So please pick up your DVD today or stream it live on your laptop or PC at thecottonpickingtruth.com. That's the DVD, a documentary, The Cotton Picking Truth, Still on the Plantation. Available now at thecottonpickingtruth.com. That's thecottonpickingtruth.com.
And now back to Celebrating Truth with your host, Dr. Williams.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to Celebrating Truth. For those of you who are just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Dallas, and when we went to break, I said that I wanted her to talk about that wonderful popcorn. So tell us a little bit about that popcorn, where people can find it, how you happen to have gotten into it, and what's it do?
Well, the popcorn is interesting, too. There's always a story, but in the interest of time, one thing I'll say, as naturopaths, we are considered to be Eastern doctors, and we generally never agree on anything Eastern and Western doctors, but the one thing that we agree on is that individuals need a certain amount of dietary fiber every day. I always tell people, you are as healthy as your colon is. You know, that really determines the state of health in an individual, is what's inside the body. We love the cliche that says you are what you eat, but in actuality, Dr. Williams, you are what your body does not eliminate, because that's what's actually in you. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so a part of getting things out, the main vehicle of elimination would be the colon. And dietary fiber is so instrumental in making sure that we can keep our colon healthy. And at the top of that list of dietary fiber products, we always talk about popcorn. Now, the difference being is that the popcorn in a lot of other countries where people focus on eating like 200 grams every night before they go to bed, is it's air popped. Whereas you take a look at the popcorn products here, they're kettle cooked. And when they're kettle cooked, that means that you have to heat the kernels to extreme high temperatures. And in the process of doing that, you actually eliminate the dietary fiber aspect. So the great thing about Dallas popcorn is that it's air popped. So it's air popped, and then we only use incredible ingredients with it. High quality olive oil blend. And then with it being air-popped, we spray the olive oil on to adhere a variety of spices. And the main spice that we use is nutritional yeast. Ergo its name, nutritional yeast. It's got all the B vitamins that are extremely difficult to get from regular foods. We use garlic oil and garlic powder. Garlic overdose is our number one seller because of the medicinal properties associated with it. We have ecstasy, which has garlic and cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper helps to circulate the arteries, stimulating flow. We have Italy in a bag, which has all of the Italian herbs, parsley. Parsley is a great diuretic. There's more iron in parsley than a small bowl of spinach. I mean, just everything that we have was created because of the health value to it, but it came out to just be this wonderful tasting product, and then children love it. So anytime you can find something that's good for you and children love it, you've really tapped into something. So it's been sold in Whole Foods for the last 12 years. But we're looking to do something big this year, maybe connect with some of the school systems around the country, maybe get into a couple of theater lines. But it's a great product, and you can always go to our website and get it directly, and that's at dallaspopcorn.com, www.dallaspopcorn.com, and they could do some additional reading on the product there as well.
Now, you have several books, and one of them, of course, the one that I've read most recently is the one in Fitness ABCs by Dallas. I want to talk just a little bit about that book, because as I was reading it, I was thinking, this is something we can all do. I mean, it's such easy, clear to understand reading. How did you happen to write Fitness ABCs by Dallas?
Well, one of my secretaries quit on me when I was in the middle of doing radio. And so while I was there answering the phone, searching for some new help, I decided to just take some time and really scan through some of my emails. And I found that regardless of people's culture or ethnicity, everybody had the same questions. You know, what can I do to get a flat stomach? What's the best exercise to get, you know, healthy thighs?
Don't just gloss over that flat your stomach thing, because a whole lot of us would like to know that.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it's the same thing I talked about with that colon, and it's actually the dietary fiber. You know, 1% of it is exercise. 99.9% of it is really the diet. It really is going to determine. Exercise, I tell people, if you want to live a long, active life, keep your legs active. But if you want to be healthy and whole, you really have to focus on what you're feeding your body. It has to have the proper nutrients on a daily basis. So the fitness book was actually just reading a lot of people's questions and taking all of those questions and putting them into an easy-to-read book format and dividing it into the three main areas, nutrition, fitness, and meditation, and giving you a little tip. And the thing that the people like about the tip, and we call it ABCs because I took one main thing of each particular alphabet, and it's kind of easy to get it in like that. And I give people a tip. And I tell people, one of the guarantees I had at the book signings was take three of the tips out of each 26 in each section and just stick with it for 7 to 10 days. And I guarantee you, you'll see results and changes within 2 weeks. And people were excited because out of 26 different tips for each section, there were always one or two that you could say, you know what, that's pretty easy. That's something I can do consistently for a couple of weeks. So people have gotten tremendous results with the book. And it's something that you go back to. It's, you know, it's timeless information. You can just, you know, if you want to be remotivated or just encourage yourself, again, you can always go back and read it. It probably takes a good hour to go through the entire book. So it was a blessing.
Wonderful. Now, most of us try to get healthy, but the most difficult part of getting healthy is getting started. Do you have any tips for getting started?
Absolutely.
You heard
people,
that one before, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I mean, really, and it is difficult. And I think one of the biggest challenges when we look at New Year's resolutions, it's trying to map out something. You know, I used to train Les Brown, and one thing he always told me, he says, Dallas, just tell people you're going to have a lecture and worry about the logistics later, you know. And so I tell people, just put your sneakers on and move your body for 5 minutes in your bedroom as soon as you get out of bed, or tell yourself that you're not going to eat anything until you've moved your body for 5 minutes. And once you've done that for a week, the next week you're not going to eat anything unless you've moved your body for 10 minutes that morning. And that's something that you don't have to go to the gym. It's something that you do between the bed and the shower. And so we have to make those little small steps and become consistent with them in order to graduate to something that's a bit more complicated before we start making the 30 minutes, 5 day a week commitment. Just a couple of minutes every day until you can master that consistently for 5 to 7 days, and then you expound upon it, just kind of double up on the time for another 7 days or so. Because people ask me all the time, what's the best exercise? I always say the best exercise is whatever exercise you will do consistently.
In other words, the one you will do. You know, sometimes we talk about it, and I say to friends, well, it doesn't work unless you do it.
Right, right. And we love to think about doing things.
Right. Well, this is a wonderful book, and I would commend it to anyone who just wants to be healthy. You don't necessarily have to want to lose weight, oh, Lord, to have that problem, not to want to lose weight, but most of us have that one. And, I mean, this is just such a great book because it is so simple, and it tells you these short things that you can do. You know, when you look at your book and you say, do this for a week or do this for 2 weeks, you know, you say to yourself, oh, that's doable, you know, but usually when you read a book, they'll say, well, in 6 weeks you should begin to notice or whatever, but when you say a week or 2 weeks or what have you, that's doable. Now, you know, I'm a walker. I'm a Dick Gregory disciple, and I walk each day, but I don't like cold weather, and I've just been blessed to have this November with this beautiful weather so that I could continue walking, but I am scared to death that once it gets really cold, I'm going to get off my walking. What do you suggest to me, I mean, to keep me doing it?
That you get a treadmill, you walk in the house. But if you can just get slowly, but very seldom will it go from 70 degrees to 25 degrees. And I tell people, just begin to dress in layers. And one of the reasons that the boot camp works so well at 5 a.m. in the morning is because you're dealing with ambient temperatures. So when you come out before the sun comes up, once you get your body temperature up, your body temperature will remain at that ambient condition. It is when the sun rises, then the air begins to stir closer to the ground levels, and then that's when you feel the coolness of the air. Now, granted, when you come out and get out of your vehicle or come to the park, you're going to feel a little chilly. But once we do 15, 20 jumping jacks or walk around the parking lot once or twice, your body temperature is going to begin to rise. And then if we can just keep you consistently moving for the next 60 minutes, you're usually fine. And that's how people are able to make it through the winter. And we just dress in layers, you know. We've got some old techniques, putting cayenne pepper into your socks, a little cayenne pepper into your socks, a little cayenne pepper into your mittens or gloves, and that just kind of gives you a constant, it's almost like you're sitting by a heater, you know, so it brings warm air to the extremities, and it keeps your body temperature warm, and so you don't feel as cold as it actually is outside.
Okay, well, you know, as I said, we've been having this unseasonably warm weather, but over this past weekend, I've forgotten which of those days that wind was really blowing. And when I walked out there with my layers, as you said, layers and layers, but I walked out there, it was really, really cold. I came back in. I put on my big, you know, that quilted kind of coat that you have. I put on gloves and earmuffs and everything. I must have looked pretty strangely walking down the street because after I'd walked about half the distance I usually walk, it was very, very hot.
Yeah,
and I had to start peeling things off.
Right. Just put some lighter layer on and maybe do 5 minutes of walking in place, marching in place, or whatever your body can handle indoors before you actually go out.
Well, see, I'll have to get used to that because I don't take any chances when it first begins to get cold. I really, really pile things on, but I'm gonna try that gradual approach. Now, Now, let's talk a little bit. I know you have more than one book, but let's just talk about some specific things. In your fitness ABCs, you talk about apples. Tell us the benefit of apples.
Apples, I actually call them like mini multivitamin pills. In addition to the fact that they have so many minerals and vitamins in them, they have something called pectin, P-E-C-T-I-N. And if you look at colon cleansers that you find at the health food stores and other markets, one of the very first ingredients is pectin. Pectin has this incredible ability to kind of go in and clean out the intestines. You know, I call them intestinal broom sweepers. So that's the main thing. But more importantly, when we talk about organic, a lot of times people will talk about the growing process. But when you talk about the true definition of organic, meaning something that actually comes from a living organism or something that has organized structure, so it would come from a living plant and or vegetable or human cell, that is something that has to have hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen in it, all of which we need in order for the body to sustain itself. And apples are probably at the top of the list in terms of the amount of those three components that it has in it. So apples can really heal the body because it's about getting oxygen through the blood system. You know, when people have a stroke, it's because there's not enough oxygen getting to the brain. And a heart attack, there's not enough oxygen flowing through the blood to get it to the heart pumping muscles. So that's one of the best things that you can do is eat apples. It really helps to, again, clean out the colon. You're as healthy as your colon is. It's great for a teeth whitener. It does wonders with whitening the teeth. But again, it's the aspects of the hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen components that you find in apples that make them such incredible foods.
Now, what's your tip on apples? How often should we eat them?
Every day, truly, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I mean, we love to say that, but that is so amazingly true that it's just not even funny. You don't even want to make light of it. And in my book, I tell people as a fitness tip, I say buy 7 apples and put them in a bowl on your desk at work and try to eat one each day. But at the end of the week, if you find that you have 3 apples left but only 1 day left, then take the apples, chop them up, put them into a really high speed blender or put them into a juicer. Add a little fresh lemon to it because lemons, I call them degreasers. They're able to go in and really clean something out of the system, and they have so many other nutrients in them as well. And make yourself a really healthy, mineral, vitamin-rich apple juice drink and drink it. And then that way you've gotten, you know, a good week's supply of apples in.
Again, for those of you who are just joining us, I'm Faye Williams, your host. This is Celebrating Truth, and we are talking with Dr. Dallas. And Dr. Dallas, just in case somebody has to leave early, I'd like for you to give out your website and how our listeners can reach you because you've got such great information.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Williams. And my website, again, is www.dallas, as in Texas, popcorn, all one word, .com. They could find us there. And also, the number is 301-779-9348. I can't remember the 888 number right now, but if they go to the website, they'll have that toll-free number as well.
Well, actually, almost everybody's got, you know, those kinds of phones now where you can call. You don't have to have that toll-free number. But give that number one more time because I don't want anybody to miss the opportunity to take advantage of the great knowledge that you have and that you are willing to give out to our people.
Okay. Again, thank you. And that number is 301-779-9348. 301-779-9348.
And the website again?
www.dallaspopcorn.com.
Okay. Now, you talked a little bit earlier before some of our listeners might have come on about a program you have out in Anacostia, I believe, and how can people get involved in that if they're in the area?
If they want to come to the boot camp, they can, again, call that number, 301-779-9348, and they can come out at any time of the month. Just kind of give us a heads up that you're coming out. And we take people wherever they are. It's a very diverse class, but the exercises that we focus on are exercises that have a beginner's, an intermediate, and an advanced level. So though you're in the class and you may not be at someone else's level, you won't feel detached from the class. We may be doing full jumping jacks where you might have to do the modified version of the jumping jack, all of the exercises that are selected are some of the best exercises for the body, and so people get tremendous results. I just had a woman that lost about 45 pounds in 6 weeks, and people say, well, how much weight is too much weight to lose? I tell people, when you're overweight, no amount of weight is too much to lose, because when you do it correctly, by consistently exercising, and that would be daily, and by changing your dietary habits and flushing out all of that excessive matter, petrified matter in the body, then the weight will come off, and it will come off quickly. And we've had people that we've been able to encourage them and give them the proper advice to be able to, you know, come on board with a juicing detoxification program or something. So they get tremendous results in a very short period of time.
And you mentioned usually that boot camp starts early in the morning.
5 a.m. so that it doesn't interfere with any of the things that are going on during the day. The only thing that you lose is a few extra moments of sleep. But when you're exercising every day like that, then when you do go to sleep, you sleep very soundly. And so you don't require as much sleep, because we always tell people that for every hour before midnight, it would be the equivalent to 2 hours after midnight. So we try to encourage people, you know, at least try to get that nap in before midnight. And if you need to work on a project or do something, just get up afterwards, after midnight. And at least that way you're getting the extra hours in.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about detoxification just a little bit, but let's talk a little bit more about that. What are the ways that we can easily detox our bodies here on a regular basis?
The easiest way would be to go to a local health food store, and there's some actual herbal blends that I have on my website. When you look at detoxifying the body, anything that's going on in the body is because there's something in the blood that should not be there. When your doctor is diagnosing you, first thing he has to do is take a blood sample. So what we try to do initially with detoxification is clean that toxic matter out of the bloodstream. And green foods typically are what we call bacteria cleansers, blood purifiers. And so that's why dark leafy green vegetables are good. But if your digestive system is not functioning the way that it should, a lot of times that's going to be a longer process. That's why they give you IVs when you go into the hospital, because they've got to get it into the bloodstream quickly. And so we always recommend herbal teas. But you want to get the teas that are green, like oat straw, parsley, alfalfa. Those are three of the best. If you take herbal tea mixtures of that every day, it begins to work as a diuretic. It goes in and cleans out the bloodstream, begins to re-strengthen some of the organs, and helps to repair cellular structure.
Now, if our listeners are in the Washington metropolitan area, is there a specific health food store where our listeners can find all of these things that you would recommend?
We always, I think that GLUT is a local food co-op. It's in Mount Rainier, Maryland. That would be an excellent choice. You have the Smile Herb Shop. That's another choice. But I tend to patronize GLUT Health Food Store quite a bit. They sell lots and lots and lots of Dallas popcorn. It's a staple in the community. And again, if you go to our website, we have some of those herbal mixtures available for you as well.
Oh, and I did want to ask that if there are people who are outside the area and they wanted to get some of your products or some of your books, how would they do that?
They'd go right to the website, www.dallaspopcorn.com, and order it, and it will be shipped to your doorstep. And you can do that whether you're in the area or not.
Now, raw food. We have just a few minutes left. Tell us about the benefits of raw food.
Raw foods are extraordinary in terms of healing the body, because they have natural enzymes in it. So what you want to do is to repair the cellular structure. When we have disease, it's because our body is missing nutrients. And so the whole nutrients that have not been destroyed or tainted or altered are those that come from live, whole foods. And so raw foods are foods that have not been subject to temperatures that exceed 112 degrees. So a lot of the nutrients and the enzymes are still intact. And so what you're doing is you're feeding a living organism, your body, living foods. And so that just works together incredibly well. Again, I would always recommend that people do the raw juice fasting first, just so that they can begin to repair the colon and get those things functioning properly before actually going in and beginning to partake in a raw diet that you're actually chewing the food. raw meals. I am a raw food chef. I sell some of my, we do a raw pizza that's sold at Glut Health Food Store, and we're going to actually be doing raw foods after Thanksgiving for people that are in the local area to come by and pick them up. So a great way to transition would to tell yourself that you're going to implement a diet of maybe 2 days of raw foods every week, and that will begin to have tremendous healing effects on the body.
And you can do that raw food in advance. You're saying come and pick it up. Are people able to pick it up, say, for the 2 days if they're going to do 2 days of raw per week?
On 2 days, it will be available on Mondays and Thursdays. You'll simply have to go on the website and look to see what's going to be available that week, because there will be particular selections. We do raw carrot burgers. We do raw breads and, of course, the raw juices, raw greens. Just anything that's healthy, using lots of condiments and raw garlic and anything that has sulfur in it, just things that feed the body so that you're feeling incredible. You begin to slowly but surely understand the difference that food makes on the body, and then you begin to change some of your other habits.
Okay, now let's just say for someone who wanted to start out slowly and they wanted to do what you recommend, is that 1 day a week, maybe juicing or raw foods or what have you, how early in advance would one have to call you to get started?
Oh, just a couple of days before, because it's going to be kind of like a first-come, first-served basis, and then once we get a handle on just how many people are interested in doing it, then we'll be able to increase the volume. But for now, if they were to just call me, and if there's some other questions that they have, if they're in the area and they want to come in and do a personal consultation just to see where they are and what I would advise them to get started on, then they always have that option as well.
Okay. Water. Let's just touch on that just briefly. What's the importance of water to being healthy and having, healthy skin, et cetera?
Water is everything. The skin is the largest elimination channel, and one of the things that the skin needs is water. Our body is composed of, more than 67% water, and so you have to give the body the water that it needs to be to maintain that volume on a daily basis. Unfortunately, some people drink water, but they're not drinking it as often. I always tell people that the skin is considered to be like the third kidney in the body. And so one of the ways that you can determine whether or not your skin, which is, one of your elimination channels, is functioning properly is by whether or not you have dead, dull, scaly, scaly, patchy-like skin, acne, blemishes. All of that means that your skin is not functioning. And if that's not happening, then that very large elimination channel is not removing toxic matter from your body the way that it should. And one of the things that will stimulate that is making sure that you keep the skin hydrated, and that comes from drinking water internally.
Well, you have been so generous with sharing your information with us for free. And I just want to mention again that Dr. Dallas has several books. You can go to her website and order those books and get a little more detail about what she's talking about. And you sound so good that you might make me get up to be at one of your boot camps at 5 o'clock in the morning one of these days before long. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Dr. Dallas, for being with us today. And we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, and good luck. You have a class this evening, I believe, right?
I'm actually doing a workshop over at the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Maryland.
Okay, that's another thing I wanted to mention before we go. You will do these workshops for various groups, including churches?
Yes, if anybody's interested in me coming out and doing a 90-minute or a lecture series so that we can actually walk you through the steps at a slower pace, then, again, they can call that number, 301-779-9348, and we'll be more than happy to look into coming out to your next event or organization affiliation and sharing the health information.
Thank you so much, and continue to look so gorgeous and sweet and wonderful and knowledgeable. Thank you, and God bless.
And right back at you. Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take a brief break right now, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Ted Terry, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on up at Penn State, and we're going to talk about the legendary head football coach from Grambling University, the late Coach Eddie Robinson. We're going to talk about that right on the heels of the Penn State scandal that just keeps on getting worse. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
And now back to Celebrating Truth with your host, Dr. Williams.
Thank you so much, and welcome, Ted. We've got, as our next guest, Ted Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Fay. How are you?
Oh, blessed and highly favored. You know, we had a wonderful sunny day back east, and that gave us something to talk about this past week in mid-November, other than the weather and Penn State and all those things, Herman Cain and whatever else is out there. We're just grateful that we had such wonderful weather. Almost made me feel like I was out there in California with you.
Now, you know, I just imagine D.C. in November, temperatures around 70 degrees. There must be something going wrong in Penn State.
Right. Well, you know, Ted, I wanted to talk a little bit. Well, in the interest of full disclosure, I'm a graduate of Grambling State University in Louisiana.
Okay.
And, you know, I lived much of my life experiencing great, wholesome college football with the late coach Eddie Robinson there. And what's happening at Penn State, I guess that was just unimaginable under the leadership of Coach Eddie Robinson, who for more than 10 years, I guess, 10 years ago, reached that title of winningest coach in college football, and he achieved that title through the many challenges and meager resources. As I tell someone, when Coach Robinson started out over 50 years ago, he not only coached the Grambling State University football team, but he coached the high school team and the girls' basketball team and baseball team and all of that, and he had a big budget of $46 for the year to do all of that, and he still became the winningest coach in football until just a few days ago, and somehow someone propped up Joe Paterno and said that he now has 409 games. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, there are other charts has John Gigliardi as the winning coach as well. Carroll College and St. John's University. Mm-hmm. They got him at some astronomical 471.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a Division III college, I believe. But Eddie Robinson had 408, correct?
Yes.
And then Paterno, they had him number three at some of the charts that I look at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was dated back to 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that now they're saying that he's at 409 now. Well, my opinion is that when the clock stopped was when the incident started. And I think that all those things, those games that he won, he needs to give them back.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
my opinion. Now, at Penn State, what would make the powers that be at Penn State suppress child molestation? And I found out what it was, Dr. Williams. 60%. 60% of all revenues of that school came from football.
Wow.
So you would imagine that the powers that be, if someone came to them and said, listen, I just saw a guy molest a young fellow in the locker room, and of course, 60% will make you say, please, don't repeat that again.
In other words, in some of these schools, then the football program is the school. I mean, it props it up. It brings in the money. I think a figure I heard at Penn State was something like $50 million plus. But is that an excuse not to take the moral high ground, say, as Coach Eddie Robinson would have done? I know, you know, he was the essence of character and class, and he taught young people how to make the most of what was available to them, never allowing them to complain about what they didn't have. You know, no excuse was good enough for these young people, no matter from where they had come. Many of them came from farms. They came from very poor families. But when a young man deviated from his teachings to you know, and started to respond, say, on the field to some ruckus or something, he would pull that young man out of the game, you know, at the risk of losing the game, and give him a lecture that I've heard so many times where he would say, okay, son, you satisfied yourself, but tell me what you did for your team. Apparently that lesson was not one that was very prominent at Penn State, because a lot of people were involved in this and just allowed this to go on and on and on year after year. I wonder if the young people on the team were aware of these things.
I don't think they were. I don't think that they were aware of Sandusky's alleged abuse of young people. I have to say also that Franco Harris came out recently.
Mm-hmm.
Former with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. Yes.
Retired. He came out in defense of Joe Paterno.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, well, why is he doing that? Well, come to find out, he's a Penn State graduate.
Yeah, and he's also on that board.
And he's
of
also
directors.
On the recipient of honorary director.
Mm-hmm.
Of the charities, along with, I think, Cal Ripken Jr. and Arnold Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
And Philadelphia coach Andy Reid, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of dynamics at play here. But in your opinion, Dr. Williams, what do you think as it relates to Coach Paterno? Should he forfeit that title of winningest coach?
Well, I think so, you know, because one of the good things about sports is that you're supposed to play by the rules. And whenever people have played by the rules, that's especially a place where black athletes have been able to succeed, is because there are established rules, you know. And when you don't live by those rules, that puts everybody at a disadvantage. And when you talk about something like child molestation and someone, you know, the person of a Joe Paterno or someone like that can just sweep it under the rug, that is not teaching young people. It's not setting an example for character, as we have seen at some other schools. I noticed today this is sort of having fallout. It has caused the Citadel down in South Carolina to come out and say, oh, yeah, we had a problem, you know, with this kind of thing 4 years ago. And I think they're kind of getting ahead of the game by telling it. So it makes you wonder how many other schools are telling young people, do as I say do, not as I do, you know. And that's unfortunate if that's what is going on. I think Congressman Bobby Rush this morning, I heard him on the news describing the NCAA as a mafia-type thing. It's kind of like you stay in line or something bad happens to you. And that seems to be what happened there at Penn State with all the people who had knowledge of this situation.
Well, that's always been the case, Dr. Fay.
Mm-hmm.
This mafia type of NCAA dominance in football. Now, do you feel that other schools will voluntarily come forward and say, yes, we have some incidents too, we need to clear our books?
Well, I think some will. I mean, there's some who are going to hold out until the last minute and hope nobody finds out. But I think the Citadel, of course, was right to come out and at least try to get ahead of the game and make that admission. I think I would look more favorably upon a school that went back and searched their records, you know, to find that it's not just Penn State. I mean, that the problem is widespread, and only when we bring it out there can we really begin to deal with it. And, you know, one of the other things I wanted to say is when athletes are found they have less than honorable behavior, you know, and they bring shame on themselves and their family and their school and their team, they have to forfeit their honors. They have to give up those titles, give up those medals. And I'm just wondering what you think about Penn State. Shouldn't they have to forfeit those victories? Back to the point of at least March of 2002, which we now know that Coach Paterno knew about the sexual abuse of the innocent boys, even though he is saying he didn't know the degree of it, but he himself said he could have done more.
Well, yeah, I think you're correct in that assessment. It's that when did he know? And what is it called in legal terms? I can't think of it right now. There's a certain statute of limitation.
Mm-hmm.
When did you act, or latches, as they call it?
Mm-hmm.
When did you actually know that these situations presented itself to you? Of course, Joe Paterno, powerhouse at Penn State, he knew. He had to know.
Mm-hmm.
He had to know. There was no way he could not have known. And it did come out that he did know. Has that come out yet, or?
I read the grand jury report, and it seems pretty clear that the young man, Coach McQuarrie, who was at that time a graduate student, seems to be saying that he told Coach Paterno of how serious it was, and that's what the coach is apparently denying. But the grand jury said that Coach McQuarrie was very, very credible, very believable in what he said to them. So, you know, I'm thinking, as you, he had to know. But...
Yeah.
We don't know where this is all going, but we do know one thing, that Penn State needs to give back the games. And when you add to that, for the last couple of years, it seems that Coach Paterno has not even been on the field. He's been up in the press box or somewhere. But Coach Eddie Robinson coached all of his games from down on the ground, no matter what the weather was, no matter what the circumstances were. So I think we have to maybe put Coach Paterno in another category, but take away those games and return Coach Robinson to his rightful place, which is the legendary head football coach and the winningest coach. And I think that's the only right thing to do, since Coach Paterno obviously did not play by the games, the same rules that Coach Robinson played by when he got the 408. I wish we had time to go into this a lot more, but Ted, we really are going to have to go, and I appreciate you for coming on to just discuss this a little bit. But I think one of the things that Penn State can do is to not only give back those games that were not fairly won, or not, you know, that were now in question or it's a disgrace, is to maybe do something for the victims, you know, put something into a victim's fund in order to make sure that these things do not happen again, and to help those victims overcome. Because I'm sure they have a lot of, you know, bills, health bills, psychological bills for problems and things like that. So I just think that there needs to be some kind of fund established for the victims. What do you think, finally, and then we're going to have to go?
Yeah, well, it's 6 o'clock your time, so I'll save that for another time, and we'll chat again.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Ted. We in the National Congress of Black Women just recently completed our annual awards luncheon, and we had a great time there. But we want to refer you to September 23rd, 2012, when we'll have our next big luncheon here in Washington, D.C. We always honor men and women for the great work that they're doing. We want you to take a look at some of our projects when you go to our website at nationalcongressbw.org. And, of course, you'll find some things there to which you might want to contribute. You might then want to become a member of our organization, and we appreciate it. You can just go to our website at nationalcongressbw.org to either join the organization or contribute to some of our projects. That's it for Celebrating Truth, and we'll be back with you next week when we will be talking with a young author about a case from York, Alabama. You don't want to miss it. There's just a lot of great information there. Again, we'll see you next week. We love you, and God bless.